Father, we just thank you right now and praise you and glorify you in this service here at Water Life Christian Center this morning. We thank you for keeping us together by the communion of the Holy Ghost. And we thank you that revelation knowledge will flow out of my lips and that ears will hear, eyes will see, and heart will understand. We thank you for this great grand day. Lord, there's things you want to speak to us and we want to hear it and that we can walk in it. Thank you so much this day for every man, woman, boy or girl are listening, that they get healed, that healing will flow through their body in miraculous ways. And we thank you that people will get born again as they hear the word of God. Life will come into them. We thank you for the many souls, over 2,000 souls have been brought into the body of Christ. I saw this morning people were bringing people into the kingdom. I'm so thankful for the revelation that you've given us and the participation that you've given us. And Lord, flow through this place today. Flow all over the world. Flow through the tube this morning. People who listen to it, touch their lives, give them direction. In Jesus' name, amen and praise God. You may be seated. In a few moments, I'll tell you where to turn your Bibles and I'll give you a subject. But I want to talk about a type of faith this morning. And I want you to take notes on this type of faith because it's going to affect all the faith that you know about. Matter of fact, I wrote this for you. The type of faith that you're about to hear and experience will cause your faith life to expand beyond all measure. It's a type of faith that the Lord has been dealing with us about. Now listen very carefully. It deals with not asking God for anything. It's a type of faith. It's a type of faith that deals with not asking God for anything. Listen very carefully now, because when we get to the text, you're going to understand. Yet it will put God in his position to give you everything.
Wow.
It's going to affect all the aspect of faith that you have known about in your lifetime. It's going to bring into a area of faith that's going to affect everything you know about faith.
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, the Spirit said to me, this type of faith walk in superior love for God and his work. This type of faith that we're going to deal with, walk in superior love for God and his work. Notice not asking for nothing. This type of faith calls for moral living.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Moral living. Faith is a lifestyle that cannot be overpowered. Faith, very, very important you hear it because I'll come back to these things after I read the text. Faith, this type of faith is a lifestyle that cannot be overpowered. It's given honor to the Father at all costs, knowing there will be no loss.
Wow.
Listen to this. This is number 7 I'm talking to about. In these last days, we are not to keep rehearsing what men are doing, but take our faith and reverse the territory we in. In this last season, just rehearse it. They're doing all kind of foggy things, and we just saying what they say to us with fake reports. Don't rehearse that. Reverse it with your faith. You got it?
Yes, sir.
And I'll come back to some of those. Jude, the book of Jude, the book right before Revelation. Jude, the last book before Revelation in the Bible. Now, I tell you, I'm not going to get into it, but Romans 1 is a kindred to this. When they talk about homosexuality and men with men and women with women and marrying two men and talking about your spouses. That's not God. And we cannot accept it, and we cannot tolerate it. And there's a faith called contending for the faith that will stand up against this immorality and immoral world.
That's right.
There's a faith that can stand up against that. Here in Jude, now you're going to find out you got to be packing.
Yeah.
Here in Jude, chapter 1, verse 1. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ. Who he is?
Servant of Christ.
How about you?
I am.
Are you? All right. And brother James, now, to them that are sanctified by God the Father. To them that are sanctified by God the Father, watch this now, and preserved in Jesus Christ and called.
Uh-huh.
Three things, right?
Yep.
Mercy. Now watch this second verse. Mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Now notice verse 3. Beloved, when I give all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith, which was once delivered unto the saints. Then he goes to talk about all of the wave of ungodliness that is going on now. But it also shows you in the content of this chapter that there's no ungodliness that God will not deal with.
Come on.
They won't get away with it. It gives 6 or 7 examples. The children of Israel, when they, the one who didn't believe, they circled around in the wilderness till they all died out.
Yes, sir.
Angels that came against God, he kicked them out of heaven and put them in chain. They're waiting on the fire of furnace. They'll be born. Angels will be born.
Yes, sir.
Solomon and Gomorrah, they had a homosexual lifestyle. They rape men and do all kind of perverted things. And God went to Abraham, told Abraham, I'm going to destroy this city.
Yes.
He destroyed it. It burned up as fire. Then there are filthy dreamers. Likewise, they will receive their reward. There are those who have gone in the way of Cain. They're going to decide how they're going to worship themselves. God said, I'm going to deal with them too. Then you got the era of Balaam who came against Moses and Korah who came against Moses. Those things are recorded for our benefit. But let's deal with verse 3. Beloved, when I give all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should honestly, now I want you to underline this in your Bible, contend for the faith. Contend for the faith. And let's get an understanding of the word contend. It means maintain.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
It means assert. It means to strive in opposition to something.
Okay.
It means to uphold a truth. Right, proper, or acceptable, often in the face of challenge or indifferent. It means maintaining, claiming, and defending. So we're not asking for this type of faith here is that you're walking in a lifestyle and you're not going to let nobody shake you.
Yes,
you're going to always glorify God. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, it is time to defend the faith. Notice Jude is right before Revelation. Revelation is a consummation.
Right.
I don't know if that's why he put that book right there, because we're in that time. We're in the book right now. We're in a stage of living with all this stuff going on. I wrote a list of things that are going on. Socialism and liberalism is trying to dilute your faith.
Right, sir.
Deception is a satanic strategy. Now watch this next one. Don't let this fool you. Don't let this happen to you. Doubt because of numbers. Don't let it fool you. Distraction because of modernism. Everything modernized, you know. Discrimination against the church and the faith. Politicians. They discriminate. Liberals want to just sign every bill, every ratchet bill. I heard of a man one time at my dining room table. I had a family guest there. And a lady would tell me about a man who was a politician. He's dead today. He died. I know he's going to die. He told her, I got about 15 or 16 more years. I want to live as raunchy as I can, those 50. And when I was sitting there, I said, you're a dead man. Here and some lady died. So they have a tendency to want to live any kind of way, but you must walk in your faith to give honor to God.
Yes,
no matter what goes on, there's nothing they can do that is stronger than faith.
That's
being
right.
A whore is not stronger than faith.
Yes,
faith is giving honor and glory to God. All right? So no matter who signed what bill, no matter how liberal the system become, we must stay conservative. We must recognize there are some lines I can't cross.
That's right.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And so they have a tendency to discriminate against the church and the faith.
Come on.
Deprogramming many from the faith with fake facts. Deprogramming many from the faith with faith facts. Derailing your faith with substituted solution. Now y'all got to bear with me. I said I might preach a little bit today, so y'all just bear with me. Because you might not could teach this, I might have to preach a little bit today. See, Jesus was a teacher, preacher, and a healer. So I feel it coming on because it has to be forceful.
Yes,
yeah, you have to knock somebody off their stool to let them know God is still alive.
That's right.
And that his power is still real. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel it, Lord. I thank you. Glory to God. Downplaying the position of God. Men are downplaying the position of God on television and computers and organizations that are organized to downplay God.
Wow.
They can be dealt with. Today, the Lord told me to tell the body of Christ, we must draw a divine line in our faith. We must draw a divine line. We must not be cordial about this. And we must not be cooperative with this. We must let them know that I'm a moral man. I'm a holy man. I'm a sanctified woman. I'm not a part of this mess. And I got a God who's big enough to cover me.
Yes, that's right.
I got a God who's big enough to take care of me. You don't have to give me nothing, world. My God is my supply. Now, yeah, now listen. I want you to write these four words down. Building, praying, second word. Keeping is the third word. And expecting is the fourth word. How can we keep preaching about issues and not stand up against the condition? Just preaching issues. No, we got to stand up here. So here we go. It's time to defend the faith. How to be a faith defender? It is time to know how to defend your faith and release faith. Listen, glory, majesty, dominion, authority and power. Those are the things in this chapter that God have amplified for your faith. We'll get to it. Yeah, men and women are perverting God's grace and rejecting God's Son is in the world system. Let's qualify you and myself as a faith defender. Paul, did Jude here tell us in the first verse, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father. Mm-hmm. One of the qualifications for you to be a faith defender, that you sanctified by God the Father.
Yes, sir.
How can I come to the realization of this sanctification? Well, turn your Bible to John 6:63.
Uh-huh.
Turn your Bible. It's one of the things that input or impact your faith. It is the Spirit that quickens it.
Yes, sir.
The flesh profits nothing. All this is flesh stuff. Demonical power. The words that I speak unto you,
yep.
I'm going to put this in your faith. They are spirit and they are life.
Yes, sir.
Superseding anything that this world can come up with.
Yes, sir.
I'm sanctified by God the Father. Look in Hebrews 4:12. Let's make sure your faith is sanctified. Make sure your faith is sanctified. Make sure you don't just have wording, but make sure that you have the Spirit of God moving through your heart.
Yes, sir.
Hebrews 4:12 now. See, this is a sanctifying process. When the word becomes spirit and life, it becomes quickened. It becomes alive. It becomes a rhema. It becomes more powerful than any English teacher. It's divine. It's supernatural. He says, for the word of God is what? Alive. Good God Almighty. I have a live word in my faith and powerful. Number two, number three, and sharper than any two-edged sword. Now, notice what this word is supposed to do. This happening in your faith. Piercing even the dividing asunder of your soul and spirit. You got to get them divided because your soul will hinder your spirit. You got to get your soul in a position that it can flow with your spirit. And God's word put love in your soul, and your soul begin to flow with the spirit. And then after the love get in your soul, to get in your senses. And your spirit, soul, and body all now belong to God. Private property. No worldly affair can get in here because I got the word of God working on the inside of me. Oh my, I won't preach right now. But let me wait, hold on a little bit. Hold up here a little minute. Hold up here a little minute. Piercing even the dividing of a son of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow and as a discerner. Yeah, now here it is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. Don't quit there. Go to Romans chapter 12. Make sure your faith sanctified. You got to have sanctified faith to defend the covenant, defend the New Testament, defend the blood, defend the thing that Jesus have done for us. Jesus want us to stand up and say, I'm living another kind of life. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation. Hallelujah. Now, yeah, in Romans 12. Now, you see, you got to have John 6:63 and Hebrews 4:12 in place before you can go to Romans.
Yes, sir.
See, some people tried to go to Romans, but they never had been to John 6:63. They have not seen the word in spirit and, oh yeah, I'm going to preach this morning, in life. They have never seen the word as a two-edged sword. Paul called it in Ephesians the sword of the spirit. And here we are in Romans 12. Now you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. No matter what they're doing around you, no matter what type of sex perversion going on around you, you let them know by my love for God, my body belongs to God. And I'm not going into fornication and adultery and homosexuality and lesbianism. No, the Bible says wrong. So no other man can have a meeting to decide what is right. It's wrong to kill little babies when they're coming out their mother's womb. They call it murder. It's not right. And God gonna deal with it. Oh, yeah, he's going to deal with it. Man think he can do anything. But I've come to preach this morning to tell you and tell men and women around the world that God, just like he stopped Sodom and Gomorrah, he's going to stop you. Just like he stopped those angels, he's going to stop you. Your time is short. You better get as raunchy as you want to be right now, because time's coming that this thing going to be cleaned up.
Yes,
y'all sit down. Don't make me preach now. Romans 12. So you present your body. Now you're able to present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And then be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And look what it said, that you may prove, that's what your faith won't do. What is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God? Where is that gone? The good, acceptable, and perfect. You can't get this with religion. You can't get this with tradition. You got to have the life of God on the inside of you. There are whole churches that can't handle this. They don't know what to do with it. They need the power of God. And then you go to Romans 12:3. He talks about your faith. God have dealt every man to measure faith. Well, that measure increase so you can defend the contend for the gospel. My God. And then 1 Thessalonians 5. We're talking about being sanctified now. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 now. Let qualify you as a faith defender. You have to be holy. And the very God of peace sanctify. Now in chronological order. Listen, you might not have ever had this. Chronological order, the Holy Ghost give me this. John 6:63. You got that? Huh? Hebrews 4:12.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Romans 12:1-3. Chronological order. And then 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and the very God of peace sanctify you, holy. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at the next verse. Look at the next verse. God is a good God. Look at the next, what he said next. Look what he said next. Faithful is he that causes you, who also will do it. Right in the, see, the pandemic is not our major problem. They're wearing masks. We've got everybody wearing masks. But that's not our major problem. Sin is our major problem. Sin is worse than pandemic. Sin is the cause of pandemic. Oh, my goodness. Everybody running and scared. You better put another mask on. Then secondly, he said we are preserved in Jesus Christ. Turn to Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I'm going to find a jumping off place, but it's coming. I'm going to preach today. And I wish I had Bertie here with me. And I wish I had Lynette White here with me. I'm about to preach something here today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time to defend the faith. Yeah, it's time to stand up for what's right. It's time to tell your friend, I'm not compromising. I'm not coming to that party. Y'all gonna be half naked and doing all kind of stuff. I serve a living God. I have to keep my dignity. Hallelujah. Yeah, you're gonna lose a few friends. Yeah, you're going to lose a few friends, but that's all right. Nobody, a better friend than you could have is to have the friendship of Jesus Christ. He is my friend. And I'm going to live according to our friendship. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Here Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live, I must live in the flesh. The life that I now live and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Then the next verse said, I will not frustrate the grace of God. Hallelujah. So I'm preserved, I'm sanctified, I'm preserved, and I'm called. What I say? I'm sanctified, preserved, and I'm called. So I can't go anywhere. I can't do anything. I can't hang with anybody. I can't amen everything. Bro, I'm sanctified. I'm preserved. And I'm called. Can anybody out there?
Yes, sanctified.
Hallelujah.
Called.
Yes, sir.
Led and anointed by the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Romans 8:14 says that man is led by the Spirit of God. What? They are the sons of God. 1 John 2:27 said there's an anointing that abided in me that teach me all things. It's not a lie. It's the truth. Glory to God. Then tapping into the threefold asset. to your faith. Notice that second verse in our text. Notice that second verse, tapping into the threefold assets to your faith. Notice that second verse, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. So within the context of your faith this morning, may mercy, peace, and love be multiplied in your soul this morning, that you can stand up and contend for the faith of God. Then we go on, my brothers and sisters. We get down to Jude 20. We get down to Jude 20, praying in the Holy Ghost. Put holiness in your faith. Release love and exceeding joy. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. The joy, it talks about in the kingdom of God, the joy of the Holy Ghost. You need the joy of the Holy Ghost in your faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost, put holiness in your faith. Release love and exceeding joy. Holiness, love, and exceeding joy. Keeping yourself in love. Notice then in Jude 20. But ye, beloved, after all this mess, after all the filth, look at this scripture here. There's a scripture here that says, verse 8. Look at verse 8. This is what we're living in. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. You see that 8 verse? Yeah. They are men. Look at verse 4. For there are certain men crept in unaware who were before of all ordained to this condemnation. What? Ordained. Well, ordained. Other words, there are men out there doing things. They don't know they ordained to condemnation. Ooh, ungodly men. Turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, any kind of mess, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. But he said in verse 5, I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, now that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believe not. So just like Jude is trying to tell you is the same thing that happened to those who didn't believe in Israel time, the same thing going to happen today. He went on to say, he said, you won't go a little higher. He says, verse 6, and the angels was kept not their first estate. They turned against God. But they left their own habitation. He has reserved an everlasting chain under the darkness unto the judgment of that great day. Judgment day is coming.
Yes.
For all of this ungodliness and all of these people who think they're in greater power than God. Judgment day is coming. And I'm here to preach it. And I want you to be on the defender side. I don't want you to be on the dependent side. I want you to be on the defender side. They're dependent upon like drugs, sin, and an ungodly thing. They depend on it like it's a drug. It's taken over our society. But we can't let it take over the church. No, we who are born of God's Spirit, washed in His blood, got to stand up against all of this ungodliness and point our finger and tell it, thus said the Lord, this is not the right thing to do. I don't care who on the other side. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how long you think you've been there. Millions and billions can't stop our God, because everything belongs to Him.
Everything
belongs to Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Now look at Jude. Look at Jude 20. Beloved, but you beloved building. We got to build, children, up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Inarabashata. You don't want us to pray in the Holy Ghost. They get scared when we got to pray in the Holy Ghost. They call it foolishness because they're scared of it. That's why they keep. And look what he said, verse 21. Keep yourself in the love of God. Look what he said. Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And then they say, and of some have compassion, making a difference. Making a difference. We need to make a difference, right?
Yes.
All right. Now listen. Listen now. I want to close. keeping yourself in love, looking for mercy, releasing him that is able to, releasing him that is able to keep you from falling.
Come on, sir.
You see that?
Yes, sir.
Him who can present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Know this. Now I'll preach a little bit in close. Know this. By revelation, that power is not the greatest dimension of God. What you say, Reverend? I say power is not the greatest dimension of God. We've been hooping and hollering about power, but one of God's first and greatest dimension is wisdom. Preordained understanding. God's wisdom is his highest dimension of power. Not power itself. Power is at the bottom line. Another dimension in God that I want to talk about this morning is right there in the text in the latter part of Jude. It talks about the glory of God. The glory of God is the presence of God. When one get in the presence of God, nobody can stop. And the church must stay in the presence of God in the midst of all this pollution. The church must stand in the glory of God. And I tell you, saint, put your glory garment on. You're going to need to wear your glory garment in this society. No matter what goes on, it cannot deal with glory. And so one of the things you got to walk in is the glory of God. You can walk in filth. You can walk in dishonor. But if you're wearing the glory garment, they cannot touch you. So I declare every member of Word of Life is walking in the glory of God. Not only the wisdom of God and the glory of God, but the Bible talks about the majesty of God. He's Lord of Lords and King of Kings. No matter what no one do, Jesus is still in charge. Yeah, he's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the ending. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross and despising the shame. I heard the Holy Ghost say to me sometime last night when I was resting. He said, Leroy, you cannot teach this. This has to be preached with a force. To let them know that we're sanctified by God. We're preserved in Jesus Christ. We are called by the Holy Ghost to do great and mighty things. I got the fruit of the Spirit with you. I got the gifts of the Spirit with you. I got truth that no man can die. Truth will set you free in the midst of lies and disorder. We walk in the truth. Walk in my glory. Walk in my majesty. And then he said, Lord Leroy, I want you to operate in my dominion. My dominion is beyond possibility. All possibilities in my dominion override all possibilities. So walk in my dominion. And then you can walk in my power. Walk in my glory. Walk in my understanding. Walk in my wisdom. Walk in my blood. Walk in my faith. Declare that Jesus died on the cross, paid for it, and I'm alive today because of Jesus. Jesus is the only answer. I heard him say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. Jesus is the answer today. I don't care what you say about my preaching. I don't care what you say about my hollering. Because Jesus was at the graves of Lazarus. And the Bible says he called Lazarus in a loud voice. I'm calling the church in a loud voice today. It's my right to call you to live for God and live for no other. We're going to live holy. We're going to live in righteousness. We're going to live in sanctification. We're going to live in joy. We're going to live in peace. Yeah! God is a good God.
Yes, he, hallelujah.